Guest on the program today, Joshua Heyer. He is the superintendent from the Ogden School District, and good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Wrapping up do you believe? Here we are wrapping up October already.
It is hard to believe. I remember actually coming back here, and it seems like I just had my first interview with you back in July, and here we are. We're the leaves are falling, and we're thinking about snow falling here before you know it.
No, no. Superintendents never want to hear that, do they?
No, we do not.
You'd love to see some rain, though.
Yes.
Do that.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to get that this week.
We'll go for that, too. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on in the Ogden District. I know that your kids club people, like they do, kids club does for, this is the big week for them. They have their lights on. It's going to be on, Wednesday? Or is it going to be Thursday? It's coming up one of these nights.
Yes, I think it is this week. And yeah, they actually came to our most recent board meeting and discussed the activities. And just again, I've echoed this a couple times, but just the partnership that we have with YSS, and Ethan and his team do a great job for those wraparound services. And yeah, it is that that aftercare week, you know. So I think that they're really highlighting and acknowledging and recognizing that.
I know they went to the city council, and I mean, they go to all of them. They just want people to know, here's a service that we have available. Come on out and take a look at what we're doing.
Yep. So, yeah, they did the same thing for our board meeting most recently.
So we got that going. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things from your meeting. I know, just like Boone, you have a group of FFAers that are on the road.
Yeah, really proud of our students. They competed at the state level, I believe it was last spring, and did quite well. And they're going to go ahead and represent the state of Iowa, Ogden, themselves, in Indianapolis at Nationals here, I believe, in November.
So a week from now, a little over a week from now. So,
yes.
They'll be there. And I know Boone's going to be there. We got big contingent here, which is good. We like that.
We should be proud of our students. At the end of the day, it's a great opportunity for them to go over and highlight the great things that they're doing. But, be able to do that at the national level, that's pretty impressive.
And we should be happy. You, watching from having been an educator and stuff like that, the leadership that comes out of that group.
Absolutely.
Pretty impressive.
You know, they're going to be going over for Ogden. They're going to be talking about communication. But at the end of the day, the things that they are learning beyond communication that are going to prepare them for life is just wonderful and fantastic.
Well, I do know the last time we visited, we talked about one of the things you wanted to do was start to move ahead with some strategic planning. And I know you brought your presentation to the board, and the board did agree to go along with this. This is something that again, they feel will work out pretty well. You're going to work with an outside group to help to facilitate this.
We did. So I went back and I interviewed a couple different groups, and I kind of weighed the deciding factor of if I lead this work or if I have somebody else come in. And ultimately, I landed on partnering with a third-party company. TeamWorks is going to be coming down and leading that work. But the board did approve that in our last meeting, and really excited just to meet with them. This week, actually, I'm going to meet with them, and they're going to lay out kind of our entire plan. I think there's going to be probably seven to 10 different meetings where we're getting community input from a lot of our different stakeholders. And ultimately, we are going to create a plan that is going to help spring us forward so that when we are making critical decisions, we're always going back and aligned to that strategic plan. And I think it's just the thing that we need to take us from good to great in Ogden. So I'm really excited about what's going to transpire over the next 3 to 4 months.
I know having a third-party group come in, because they really don't have any predetermined thoughts about the district or anything else. So it's basically okay, we've got facilities. We're pretty well up on that. We still know we've got facility plans we have to keep moving forward with. But after that, where are we going? Where are we headed? It's a little bit different than board goals. Board goals focus a lot on how are we getting the best education a lot of times. But this is... how do we have the best district?
Correct. And I think the things that they're going to ultimately outline and identify for us is what are those core values that we believe in Ogden? And then if we value those, what are the strategic plans that we're going to do to make sure that we are aligned to those core values? and then ultimately a measure on the back end. So if we are going to be successful with those strategic plans, what does success look like? Almost create a report card, if you will, for those different items. And yeah, I think ultimately it's going to allow us either at the board table when we're looking at our professional development, when we are looking at critical strategies that we're looking to do, how are all those things in alignment to make sure that we're producing, honestly, somebody that's going to be very successful in the workforce. We want the very best graduate to walk across the stage and say, we're putting the Ogden stamp on them, and they're ready to enter into what life might be after high school.
Yeah. And one of the challenges is, again, each graduate's different. So what is going to help this one meet the goals that they have for themselves and their family, I'm guessing, in the district, compared to this one? Each one's a little different.
They're all different. And at the end of the day, though, I think it's our responsibility to make sure that they're life ready. You know, so when they're 18 and they're walking across that stage, are they ready for that next phase of their life? And whatever that might be, we want to make sure they're differentiating and supporting all kids so that they can be successful.
So, good. Well, look forward to seeing that, because it's one of those, and it is a plan. I mean, when you do strategic planning, it is something that you can help build a lot of different things on, but it's also flexible. You can continue to grow with it as, so we've accomplished this, we've accomplished this. What comes next?
You're exactly right. I think we're going to be looking at what's the next 5 years look like, but it's going to be a fluid document. So as our needs change, as hopefully we're able to put systems in place that are able to address that, what's the next thing that we need to do? It's just basically a continuous improvement model.
So you mentioned multiple meetings that are going to be going on. It'll involve some community people, a variety of different people with backgrounds. Will they be putting out calls for people? Do they get invited? What do we know yet, or are we going to find all this out this week?
Yeah, like I did indicate, we do have a meeting later this week. Some more to come with our community, but I do know that there will be a call of action. Really, who in the community is vested and wants the best for Ogden Community Schools, so that they can come to the table. You know, and that could be business members, it could be parents, it could be our students, our staff. Ultimately, we're just getting all these different perspectives, and then the team at TeamWorks is going to go ahead and analyze that data to say, what is everybody saying? What's the current reality? And then what do people want? And ultimately create that plan.
Takes me back to some of that student leadership. They will be some of those that will, on the student side, will step up, and they usually don't pull any punches either.
Absolutely.
They?
Yeah, they tell you how it is.
Tell pretty much what we need and where we're going. Let's talk a little about some of the other things. We already mentioned FFA is off to the national convention. What else is going on for the district as far as students, student-related?
Yeah, it's honestly right now it's just a really busy time of year with our fall activities. They're kind of wrapping up, and it's hard to say this, but winter activities are only 3 or 4 weeks away, so we're just kind of in that phase. But honestly, I'm going to identify a couple activities here and hope I don't miss any. But most recently on Saturday, we had a group of students head down to Atlantic and compete in All-State Choir. And I believe that we had 5 students from Ogden make All-State. So just great. They had a performance last week. I went back there and listened to them. And I was just in awe of our students and what they were able to do. Boys cross country team made it to state, so they will be representing Ogden and themselves this Friday up in Fort Dodge. So we're excited on how they'll be able to perform at that state level. Volleyball team won their first round last week against South Hamilton, and
unfortunately, it was Dyke New Hartford. Number one,
One in the state. So you know what? They're going to put their best foot forward and head up there, and I'm sure they're going to do quite well tonight. So it's great to be able to play the best. You know, at the end of the day, when we're at district play.
Well, for a young team, this is what you have to strive for.
Yeah.
This is the kind of play you have to strive for.
So it's a great measuring stick.
It is.
On figuring out where we're at. So I'm excited to be able to see them. And then finally, our football team, they did make it to state, and we unfortunately lost to Pella Christian last Friday. But honestly, I'm just proud of our student athletes and everybody and how well they're doing it with activities here. So a lot going on right now.
Yeah, and then as you said, transitioning to winter, and we know the coach has already said, if you want to start working out, feel free. You know, those kinds of things. We know that happens. And we've got both basketball, wrestling. Yes. Busy. You got a lot of things happening there. So,
yep.
What else is happening for you over there in the district?
Yeah, so in all districts right now, board elections are definitely on the mind of everybody. And we have eight people that are wanting the best for Ogden Community Schools that are running for our three spots. We're going to have a community forum, and that's going to take place October 24th. So on Tuesday at 6:30 in our high school cafeteria. That will be live streamed, so if people are interested and not able to be actually physically present, they can still be present at home watching that live stream, so I'm excited about that. Parent-teacher conferences are coming up as well, Jim. Great opportunity for us to get our families in. That's going to take place on November 6th and November 9th, so we're excited to be able to open our doors and welcome our families in and be able to really discuss the great things that are going on with their individual child. And our elementary is going to take advantage and do a STEM night. So they're going to have a lot of different STEM activities that are going on during that parent-teacher conferences. So that's right around the corner as well.
Do they sign up in advance for them, or is it, there we go. That's, yes, you have to.
Yes, they do. Yep. So more information with that will be coming out from our secretaries or principals on kind of what that all sounds like and looks like at our different campuses.
Yeah. So again, parents, and I think, for the Ogden District, anytime they probably told you, any of your administrators, turnout is usually pretty good. We usually have, good response from parents.
Very good response. I believe at the elementary, they're pushing close to 100% of our families are in. Just really trying to make that connection with our families. And it is a partnership. At the end of the day, the well-being of their child, and we want to partner with that family to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to educate them and prepare them for the future.
All right. Well, we have reached past the mid part of October. October is the month when all schools actually get their enrollment numbers, and this kind of sets a stage because you're not that far away of starting to work on budget. I'm sorry, but it happens. That's the part of the process. You had some pretty good numbers for Ogden.
We did, yeah. So October 1st is the official count. I believe that was on a Saturday or a Sunday. So we ended up doing our official count on that Monday. Pleased to tell everybody that we're up 12 students. So what that really says is that we're able to generate more revenue and ultimately hopefully provide additional supports for our students. I think at the end of the day, the only way that we generate funds is through the number of students that are in seats. So as a superintendent, we're always looking at what is our overall enrollment, and that really helps us then identify how are we going to program, what's our budget look like for the upcoming school year after we get that certified enrollment number.
As a superintendent, yes, I would rather see a plus 12 than a minus 12. You'd always like to see at least three or four increase, because that keeps you up with inflation pretty much.
Yes. At the end of the day, our budget is determined and driven based off of number of kids that are in seats and also the state supplemental aid that we'll get in the spring. So, if you are declining enrollment, it's how do we provide the same services, but yet you have less revenue So ultimately it's really important to make sure that you're continuing to grow.
And like all districts, again, the biggest share of the revenue in the general fund, which is, that's the big part. A lot of it is going to staff.
It is. I believe we are approaching 81% of our general fund. It goes back to our staff. And at the end of the day, they're the ones that are working with our students. And that's where it should be, Jim, honestly. Mm-hmm. But with us being able to grow rather than decline, that's all great for us, because then we're able to look back and say, how can we continue to support our students with either programming? We're not looking on the flip side of declining enrollment, which means potentially declining some of our staffing.
Yeah. Try to avoid that.
At all costs.
I've watched that before. I know you've seen it happen before, too. Those are the real challenges. I did want to ask you a little bit, because the Ogden District also, you did do some special ed, get some allowable growth there. And again, people will all of a sudden go, why do you have a deficit in special ed? Because a lot of times they don't realize the state doesn't fully fund special education.
Yeah. So with the students that we have in special education qualified for those services, IDEA says that we need to be able to support their needs. And we do get supplemental weighting from the state of Iowa, but a lot of times that supplemental weighting doesn't cover the full expenses that we accumulate based off of supporting that student. So this last year, we were, I think, about $200,000. Yeah. And ultimately, what we do is we ask for the authority. Mm-hmm. So our board did at the last meeting approve to get that spending authority based off of that special education.
You don't know how many people. What's that mean? Well, it means we can ask for it if we need it.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So, we have the money ultimately in our cash reserve, but it's important for us to be able to ask for that authority whenever we can.
Well, they won't
it.
Let you take it unless you get the authority to spend it there. So, but those are some of the challenges, too. I was going to ask, have you had any staff take in any conferences, anything like that? Because I know this is the time of the year when you'll have some that will take off and go to different conferences, different educational events.
Yeah, we actually have. We've had a number of our staff jump in and really look at how can I continue my professional growth so that I can make sure that I'm prepared for my students. And some of the things that we've done most recently, we sent a group down to a technology conference down in Des Moines, and they're able to come back. And AI is the hot topic right now.
It is a very hot topic, yeah.
It's, do we embrace it or do you fight it? And I think Ogden is ultimately, how do we embrace technology to make sure that how is it helping us in the classroom? So that's one thing. We're also really looking at a training called Orange Frog. And really what that is, it's called the Happiness Advantage. And it's the theory behind it is if you create a happy workforce, they're able to produce better results. And we've had a number of our employees jump in and do some of that training. And I think that could be really tied into that strategic plan. So right now we're just trying to determine what's out there and then have that inform our strategic plan as we move forward.
I know for a lot of them when they go, you know, they come back and we'll give presentations to the board. I know boards always like to hear, what did you learn and how are we going to incorporate this to be a benefit? Again, getting that ultimate graduate across the stage with what they need.
Yeah, you got it. So I think one of the things is when we get that information, how can you share that critical information to your peers? And a lot of times we utilize our Wednesday professional development time for some of those things as well.
Okay. Things that are coming up as we move forward, I guess, we'll probably visit, I'm guessing, let me look at my calendar here. We'll probably around Thanksgiving time. One way or another, we'll get something going.
Yeah, so I guess maybe just to highlight a few other things that will be taking place. Then we'll obviously have those elections on November 7th. Mm-hmm. So that's something that will be taking place. And then with that, looking at that strategic plan, I want to also figure out what is going well with Ogden Community Schools and what, from the school community's perception, what are things that we need to look to improve? So in partnership with creating that strategic plan, I'm also going to be sending out a survey starting next week. And I'd encourage our families, if they get that survey from School Perceptions, really be able to fill out that survey so that we are informed on, again, what are we doing well and then what are areas that we need to improve. So I think those would be two things that maybe are just going to be coming out here soon between elections and that survey.
Okay. 24th. Which would be, again, coming up this evening, basically, in the and again, streamed. They can go to the website, I guess, the school district's website, if they want to follow along at the stream, if they can't make it to the forum.
Yeah, we'll make sure that link is up there and posted and ready to go for everybody.
All righty. Josh Heyer, superintendent from Ogden, thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me today.